This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hey, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead tip. This is tip number 5. I'm still covering some of the mistakes that I made 13 years ago when I started my very first podcast. It was a co-hosted podcast, started it in 2008. Go back a couple of tips and I share a little bit more about why I started back in tip 2, I believe it is. But today I'm covering tip number 5. And that mistake is focusing on building a large audience versus a niched audience. Now, previously I've mentioned that we used to compare our podcast to mainstream radio. It really was the only thing that we can compare it to. We think audio, radio, podcast is an audio. Obviously now there's video as well and live streaming, but back then it wasn't. So we only really could compare our podcast to audio and radio. And we know that radio typically finds their monetization strategies on the back of sponsorships and advertising. And so we thought we needed to create a large audience to be able to monetize through sponsorships. And in actual fact, that was one of the reasons why we stopped our podcast, because we couldn't get sponsors and advertisers because we didn't have a large audience and they would compare our podcast audience to mainstream radio. I know even, over the number of years that I've continued podcasting, one of the questions that I'm often asked, do you have sponsors on the show? And I would say 99.99% of the time, I say, no, we don't, because I recognize the value of a highly niched audience. And I know that the know, like, and trust that I have built with my community, with my listeners, I do not want to break because all of a sudden I've got these random ads from organizations that have paid me pittance in comparison to, you know, if my audience steps into my programs, VIP coaching programs. So highly niched audience is much better than a large audience. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. I would much rather have a highly niched, more highly engaged, smaller audience of my ideal clients who love what I talk about, who are benefiting from it, who are hiring me, who are sharing my content and recommending me to their colleagues and people that they know that would, you know, potentially need my services, than having a huge audience of people that maybe are enjoying the content. However, they're not really taking action. They're not hiring me. They're not generating any leads for me or even referrals and recommendations of my ideal clients. And I talk a little bit about, you know, in my masterclasses and so forth around focusing on, don't get sucked into vanity numbers. The size of your audience really is focusing on the vanity numbers. And as we know, vanity numbers means nothing. And so for you, rather than trying to focus on building a larger audience, have you identified who your ideal client, who that audience is? And are you speaking specifically to his or her needs so that you're consistently building an audience of highly niched, highly targeted individuals who could become paying clients for you? That's what you should be focusing on. And I always say, speak to an audience of one. And when you really are speaking beautifully, cutting through the noise for that audience of one will become 2, will become 4, will become 8 and 16 and so on and so forth. So mistake number 5, focusing on building a large audience versus what you should be doing, focusing on building a niched audience. And that means it could be a smaller niched audience, but a smaller niched audience that are more highly engaged is ultimately going to allow you to monetize your own message, which I talked about in tip number four, rather than monetizing someone else's, which is something that you should be focusing on to monetizing your own message. So hope that tip was helpful. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hope for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.